Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to The Froth. A place to let your brain slip into something more comfortable. A spa break for the mind. Are you sitting frothily? Then we'll begin.
I'm comedian husband, Rod Gilbert.
I'm comedy writer wife, Sian Harris.
That's Rosie, a dog. And this is... The Froth.
This week's podcast was recorded in our basement in London. And our special guest is Lloyd Langford, who joins us remotely from Australia.
Be warned, there is some occasional fruity language and content. The headlines this week, Frozen Puff. Special guest Lloyd Langford is stuck in Australia and talks us through the difficulties of making sausage rolls in lockdown. Accelerate after the fact. Rod launches criminal investigation when Lloyd admits lacing sausage rolls with celery.
What an animal.
Mouth to mouth, Sian and Lloyd go head to head, lip to lip, tongue to tongue and tonsil to tonsil in the great British kiss-off.
It makes it sound like we're...
It's a kissing quiz. Snog, marry, avoid. Comedian Elliot Steele agrees to talk to us, anonymously, about what it's like to have a reputation as a bad kisser when you're in your 20s. And snog, avoid, report to the police. Sian lists her most memorable snogs, and it's a who's who of freaks whose tongues belonged in the farmyard and not in her mouth.
That's a bit harsh.
It's not a bit harsh. One of them just left his tongue in your mouth like he was taking your temperature. And those are the headlines. Right, our special guest this week, coming up in a minute, is Lloyd Langford, of course. But what's been happening on the social media this week?
All the tweets I've been getting have just been saying how much they're looking forward to listening to little Lloyd Langford again.
Oh, who's been, looking forward to hearing little Lloyd?
Yeah, basically. Who have we got? Well, I Wonder, who says it would be good to hear little Lloyd Langford again.
Well, you're in luck, Well, I Wonder, coming up. Lloyd is coming up.
Jonathan Robertson says, says, been looking forward to hearing from Lloyd again.
Oh, good.
You all right?
Well, Jonathan, I'm looking forward to it too. So, see you in a second.
Should we get the real Lloyd on?
Okay, let's get him on. Lloyd? Lloyd, are you there?
You all right?
There he is. Lloyd Langford, our special guest for the week. Woo! Welcome, Lloyd Langford.
Thank you for having me.
A pleasure, Lloyd, a pleasure. Tell us a little bit. Now, you're over in Australia. You're trapped in Australia. So before we get into the meat of the show and we start going through the papers, the world's papers for frothy stories, just tell us a little bit. You're on lockdown. You're in Melbourne.
Yeah, Melbourne has just, maybe 2 weeks ago, has gone back into a six-week lockdown. You're only allowed to leave the house for exercise, food, caregiving, or work.
God, isn't it lucky that the only one of those that you've ever done is food? You're the only person I know who's never cared about anybody, never worked. Or exercised.
Actually,
you're leaving the house, what, just once a day? Just to get more ingredients to make your homemade sausage rolls? I understand you've been
making. How do you make a sausage roll?
Yeah, how do you make a sausage roll before we get onto lockdown?
You buy sausage meat.
Is it just a sausage?
You can buy sausages and
put them in a bap.
Peel the skin back and sort of plop the meat out.
Why would you do that?
Or you can buy a sausage, just hold it in your fist and pretend your fist is pastry.
It seems a shame to dismantle a sausage that's been made by someone else.
Isn't it, Barry?
It does seem a shame to dismantle a prefab sausage.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't do that. I buy my own sausage meat.
And you're allowed to leave the house to buy your own sausage meat, are you?
Do you have to have a piece of paper?
Yeah, I have to have a special slip from the government. And then you...
Sausage meat slip.
You combine that with chopped celery and carrots and sometimes bread
crumbs. Do you have to go, are those separate trips? Or are you allowed to go out and get all three?
What are you putting celery in there for?
Yeah. Pervert.
Oh, you get a government slip that allows you to go out to the shop, you get your sausage meat, celery, and what was the other thing?
Carrots.
Why are you putting celery and carrots, just to pick up on Barry's point, in a sausage roll?
Lloyd, are you all right? Do you want to come home?
You're trying to get your five a day from a sausage roll.
Why are you putting carrots in there?
Making sausage rolls, it's a lot like jazz. Everyone has their own interpretation. So there's the standard, but it's how you deviate from that and make it interesting.
You've got off piece.
At what point in lockdown, Lloyd, did you start putting celery in it? What week of lockdown was you without fuck it, so I'm putting celery in it? I've got to do something to make my life more interesting.
What happened is my girlfriend Anne, she makes sausage rolls, but she makes them very small.
Right.
What's she modelling them on?
I don't
know. How small are we talking?
How about a couple of inches?
Sausage roll?
Oh, okay. I see, yeah.
Like almost like...
Where'd you get that idea
like
from?
Like party food?
Yeah, like a mouthful.
Yeah.
Right. Are we still talking about food?
I'm talking about Lloyd's penis. I don't know what anybody else is talking
You're
about.
You're always talking about Lloyd's penis.
I'm talking about Anne getting inspiration from Lloyd's penis for her sausage rolls. I don't know what anybody else is talking about. That's probably why she puts the celery in it.
I thought that if I'm going to be in lockdown for a long time, then I'm not going to live by her sausage roll rules.
Good for you, Lloyd. Boundaries.
So I've made mine really big. And I've also put chilli in them and Worcester sauce as well sometimes.
What? So Anne, your girlfriend in Australia, who you're in lockdown with, makes a standard sausage roll.
Yeah, she showed me the basics and then I'm standing on the shoulder of a giant. And I thought, I'm gonna mix it up a bit.
So you're putting celery, carrot, chilli and Worcester sauce in your...
She puts celery and carrot in as well.
Are you sure this isn't just a stew, like a sausage casserole? Is there pastry in it?
Biting into one of Lloyd's sausage rolls at a buffet and going, "Dang, what is it this? It's burning."
What?
The other thing
is
other
it in a is it in a pastry case, Lloyd?
Yeah, it's a sausage roll, mate.
It doesn't sound like one at the moment. It sounds like a casserole.
It sounds like cowl.
Also, why Worcester sauce sometimes? What, just some days you think it's a Worcester sauce day?
It depends how piquant you want your sausage rolls.
Piquant? Is that the Port Albert for French? Piquant.
Yeah, you mix it all up in a bowl and get it into like a solid mass.
Yeah.
Combine it.
Yeah.
I understand, yeah.
Then you're going to get puff pastry out of the freezer, which we have in big sheets.
Right. Then you've got like a big industrial freezer there, have you, in your flat?
And then you cut that in half and you paint one side of it with egg yolk.
Right.
That's essentially like a glue in the world of cooking.
Yeah.
Egg yolk, you stick stuff together.
It does,
and
yeah,
you can eat
right.
It unlike glue. Yeah.
You'd be doing voiceovers, I can tell. You'd be doing voiceovers for the Australian Egg Commission.
I'd love to be the new voice of egg.
You can eat it and glue with it, unlike glue.
The voice of egg.
Then you roll it up.
Yeah. That's where the roll part comes from.
I forgot we were talking about sausage rolls.
Yeah.
Chop it. I mean, this is where you can decide how big or small you want it. I like a handful.
Yeah, big one.
And then you put two little holes in the top for it to breathe.
Hang on now.
It's dead though, right? It's,
yeah. I mean, what, you kidnapped it now?
Yeah. What's going on?
Well, it's like somebody like in the back of the car in The Sopranos.
Like, no, Thelma Louise. Like Thelma Louise when they blow
holes. Oh yeah, Thelma Louise where they put a policeman in the trunk of the car and then shoot holes in it so he can breathe. It's a bit like that with your sausage roll, is it?
It's exactly like that. I think it's so the moisture in the sausage meat can escape.
Right, okay.
Into yeah, the confines of the oven.
You don't want to be eating that.
Otherwise it would blow up like a balloon.
Right.
And it'd be full of sausagey gas.
Right. Lush. That sounds really nice.
There you put more egg. You put
I've lost interest now. I'll look it up. I'll just Google sausage
just
rolls.
Buy a sausage roll.
Or buy a bloody sausage roll, Lloyd, for Christ's sake, would you? I've just Googled sausage roll recipes.
Yeah.
And the first thing I found is it says here, feast your eyes on Britain's biggest sausage roll. How long do you reckon Britain's biggest sausage... This is a recent news story as well.
Is it the length or the girth?
It is... Well, have a guess how long it is. Britain's biggest. Not the world. It's Britain's biggest sausage roll. 1.5 foot.
What?
A big bus.
Yeah, what? Weighing 3 pounds. Oh, no, listen. The last time we had this kind of conversation, Lloyd, was about a big potato that a woman had found in her shopping. That had emerged from a woman's shopping bag, her words.
Bigger than her head.
Bigger than her head, her words. And we had all sorts of problems trying to explain to Sian the dimensions of this big potato.
Everything was
how long is 8 inches? How long is, how wide is 4 centimetres?
You're very lucky that I'm not very good with measurements.
Only around the house, she means DIY. D-I-Y.
Yeah, DIY.
Sounds like she has to DIY.
Exactly. Lloyd.
Lloyd?
Bloody
turning home improvements into a sexual innuovendo.
It's after 9 p.m. here, mid.
Lloyd's in Australia. It's post-watershed. Well, it's not here, Lloyd. It's the middle of the afternoon.
It's the morning.
It's not. It's past 12. Oh, God. Yeah. Lloyd's past the watershed. We're not. So it's going to be a very weird show.
This is going to be weird. We're going to lob over really friendly things and Lloyd's going to come back with filth. Yeah.
We can't say f***. We'll have to bleep it, which we'll do now. You can say it, Lloyd, if you want. Go on.
No, I'm not that vulgar. I prefer.
What's the point of having a watershed if you're not going to use it?
Well, I prefer to use innuendo and double entendre and suggestion.
French is a beautiful language, isn't it?
Hey, listen, how big is this sausage roll?
The language of love in Lloyd's mouth. Like, double entendre.
Double entendre.
He's almost bilingual. We've had piquant. Piquant and double entendre.
We haven't had piquant, we've had piquant. Piquant and double entendre. Now, feast your eyes on Britain's biggest sausage roll. I am not explaining any dimensions.
I said big bus, but you said it was 1.5 feet.
It's 1.5 feet.
That's not very big.
It's not that big.
Oh, God. How big are you thinking 1.5 feet is? Well,
no, but you know,
are you thinking? Are you looking down at your feet and going 1.5 of those? Because your feet are like the end of a parsnip. It's just nothing. Your legs just come to an end. Your end.
No, they just kind of veer off into little lines.
Exactly. Your feet are like... I know we've done a feet episode a few weeks ago, but your feet, if you put a parsnip down, if you hold a parsnip down to the floor...
It'll fall over.
And if... Turn the parsnip so that the wide end is at the bottom, and then there's just those little bits, strandy bits of end. Little strands of... What is it? Weedy bits on the end. Yeah. The little seedy, weedy... What are they called? Strands.
Strands.
What is that?
Fronds.
Fronds.
What?
That's it. Instead of feet and toes, Sian's just got fronds.
How do you know that, Lloyd? How do you know that word?
You can see on Zoom.
It's also the name of the Norwegian remake of Friends.
A 1.5 feet is not a big sausage roll.
1.5 feet is a big sausage. How big are yours that you've been making, Lloyd?
Maybe like 4 or 5 inches.
Is that an Australian inch or a British inch?
Foot and a half is not a long sausage
roll. It is a long sausage roll.
It is if it's accidental, like if you're in co-op.
Let me tell you. Let me explain.
I agree with Sean.
If you were given the task of making a big sausage roll, you'd be one of those people who sets out trestle tables and then gets the whole community to join in. And like, you know, and it's like a day. And
If you're going to call the Guinness Book of Records,
yeah. Well, that's what I thought this was.
What would you do, Lloyd, if you'd been given the task of making Britain's biggest sausage roll?
Well, I'd make it 2 foot.
Just to beat this one. Each sausage roll is made with all butter pastry. Do you do that, Lloyd?
I use frozen puff.
Why is that funny when you say it?
Frozen
it's
puff.
It's really funny.
It's also my rap name.
Do you want to know what the biggest sausage roll in the world is?
That?
No. But it is some way short of the world's largest. 364 feet, 6.4 inch whopper made in South Africa in 2005.
That's more like it.
My favourite bit of this story, I've just noticed, is the comment section at the bottom.
Why the would internet, you comment on this?
The internet. Well, the internet. The whole world, this incredible story, generated a whole 2 comments, globally. First person says,
"Wow,
that is just like my mum's roly-poly." Roly-poly being a sort of a famously stodgy British dessert of rolled-up sponge and jam, isn't it?
Not the acrobatics.
No. That is just like my mum's roly-poly. She would bake it on the weekends, then the whole family would get together. She also made the best proper custard with eggs and vanilla, etc. That's from W. Somebody calling themselves W. Jeff has replied. Best of days. Whatever happened, fella? Have you heard this podcast?
Yes.
That was a telltale pause there. I'm going to ask you that once more, Lloyd. Put some music under this, Barry. Put some tense music. I'm going to ask you that once more, Lloyd. And I'll know. I will know. Don't forget how long I've known you. Have you heard this podcast?
I very much enjoyed the ghost-based episode.
Hey. Oh. That's great. That's how I used to lie to my parents. Take one detail and then just kind of slip it in. And
yeah, well done. Well done.
And the very heated argument about Rasputin's sexual prowess.
Oh, he has it.
Now, look, Lloyd, the point of this podcast, if you've obviously heard it, is that I've been through the world's frothy stories, so you don't have to, and I've picked out some frothy stories for us. So you ready for your first story?
Yes.
First of all, while I fetch it, I'm going to fetch it off the floor from the pile of newspapers and stuff.
Of course.
Obviously.
Lloyd... Are you, this is what I want you to mull over with the rest of the team, Barry Castagnola producing, Sean Harris, person in her own right, sat here. Just, are you a good kisser? I'll be back in a minute.
No.
Are you, Lloyd?
No, sorry. I'm not.
Okay. Our second story.
God, can you imagine if this is Dateline?
What are you doing wrong, do you reckon, Lloyd?
Yeah, come on, Lloyd. Talk us through it. Well, see if we can brainstorm this into you for you to be a better... Should we get Anne on? What does Anne think? Does Anne think you're a good kisser, Lloyd?
I could tell you exactly what she thinks.
Go on.
So I'm on a text group with some other people, and one of them, he thought it would be funny to say, I think we should all ask our partners to rate us out of 10 for kissing. And so... Everybody did, and everyone was getting 10 out of 10, and I was like, this doesn't ring true. The partner, they've clearly asked the partner, and the partner's gone, 10 out of 10, like, leave me alone, you pointless man-child. And then someone got 9 out of 10, and everyone thought that was really funny. And then I hadn't asked Anne yet, but I was buoyed by this 9 out of 10. So I turned to her and I said, they're doing this thing on the text group to rate... you know, will you rate me out of 10 for kissing? And without missing a beat, she just went 7. Which I think is...
That's not bad, though.
Worryingly, it's worryingly low. Because, like, six would be, like, a headbutt or, I don't know, missing the mouth.
Headbutt? Six? That's quite high.
Seven's not bad. How would you rate me?
I haven't kissed you for years.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but I've kissed you.
We just wave at each other.
I kiss you all the time.
Do you?
Yeah, you never kiss me back.
There's nothing wrong with a firm handshake.
Well, there is these days, Lloyd.
I would rate you as a 3.
You can't rate somebody as a bad kisser if you're the one kissing them and they don't kiss you back.
It's like kissing a... It's like kissing...
piano?
Like a plate. <That's>...
What's wrong with kissing a plate?
A plain plate as well, not even a patterned one.
What? Not one with ridges?
Not even one with a raised, painted, ceramic thing.
We're into odd territory.
A flat plate.
Yeah, yeah. If it wasn't flat, it would be a bowl.
Actually, it is a bit like... No, it's not like it's in a bowl. No, what? It's a plate. I'm sticking with my first go. It's a plate. See, 10 things you need to know, Lloyd. How would you rate Anne's kissing?
She's a better kisser than me.
How does that work then? I mean, when you come together, she's a better kisser than you. Does she pull the average up, or do you pull it? You know, you'll put it down a bit, and she'll
about
pull
really
it up.
Intimate stuff.
This has nothing to do with us coming together.
I know.
An entirely different topic.
We come on to that.
Pulling stuff
our synchronized
down.
Orgasms are fine.
Yeah, she just sets off a long time before you. Does your kiss improve, you know, in contact with a better kisser, or do you just drag her down? It's all.
Well, it's a lot of pressure on me then, isn't it, to sort of raise my game. So, if I'm feeling particularly confident, I think it raises me up slightly.
Yeah.
Whereas if I've had any trouble at all that day, I think I collapse. Look. The thing is, I like a normal kissing, you know, like on the lips or on the forehead or whatever.
The forehead? I think I can see where you've dropped the 3 points, Lloyd.
That's how you kiss a baby at a christening.
Have you been kissing Anne on the forehead? Why are you kissing her on the forehead, Lloyd? You're not a priest.
Or the mafia.
It's a show of affection.
Is it?
On the forehead.
Yeah. Don't you ever kiss Sian on the forehead?
No.
Well, not unless you blindfolded me and stood her in a darkened room and then said, go and kiss her. I might end up there. Have you never played Pin the Tail on the Donkey? You've got to get it in the right place, Lloyd. No wonder she's been generous putting you on a 7 when you're basically just landing them wherever you can.
Don't you ever kiss a person anywhere other than their facial lips?
Their facial lips?
Sorry, I didn't mean to go blue, but...
Like, I've got a thing here, 10 things you need to know. This is the news story. It's 10 things you need to know. It's not really a news story, to be fair, but it's in the paper, so that counts. 10 things you need to know to be a great kisser, according to a sexpert. I guarantee you, they're not talking about forehead to lip kissing.
They're certainly not talking about forehead to forehead.
Glasgow kiss.
That's how you start a pub fight.
Yeah. So if Anne initiated the kiss with you, then would she just put her headbutt you in the lip? Would that class as a kiss to you if she initiates it?
No, I'm saying that you kiss someone, you don't just kiss someone exclusively on the lips. Well, I don't anyway.
Do you start at the forehead and work your way down to the lip, or do you start at the lips and then up the nose and between the
sweet.
Eyes?
Rod, I think it's sweet when you, that Lloyd does that.
When you go to a theme park, Rod, do you just hang around the
information
booth
all day? I don't go to a theme
park.
I'm 51. I haven't got any kids, Lloyd. I'd be fucking arrested in minutes.
Lloyd, have you ever seen
what
Rod
are you doing? Queuing up at the log flume. You've got no kids. You're 51.
Have you ever seen Rod having fun?
Have you ever seen me having fun?
Come on.
Kissing, it says, yeah.
Do you remember your first kiss?
I kissed for 2 years... First two years kissing.
That's
with
gonna
no
be a
tongues.
Record.
No tongues.
What?
No tongues.
What do you mean?
I didn't use. Is it French kissing the phrase for tongues?
Yeah.
I didn't use tongues.
So what did
nor
you
did
do?
She.
You're kissing like they do in TV programs.
Yeah.
Yeah, kissing. Yeah,
well,
I don't know.
Children.
Yeah, we were children. We were about 10.
Oh God, that's fine.
11.
That's fine.
I mean, she was in her early 40s, but I mean, it's...
When you say for first 2 years, no tongues, and you were 10, that's absolutely
so
fine.
So I had a girlfriend when I was 10.
Right.
We were very much in love. Ooh. And we used to kiss for ages, But no tongues.
Was it just continual pecking?
Or no, not continual pecking. No, sort of like snogging with no tongues.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Huh. I didn't know you were supposed to use tongues.
My first time was on a bus. My yeah. first kiss. You know, it's all meant to be magical. The driver. Yeah, he's going on a hard bend.
Didn't you have any change?
No, it was we'd been to a pantomime with loads of farmers and it was dares. Yeah. And it was really awful. Everyone shouting. It was like a cockfight.
Yeah, there's that pressure, wasn't there?
Yeah, it was horrible.
You get bullied into snogging
you
competitions.
You do get bullied into it.
Somebody tried to bully me into a snogging competition once and I ran all the way home.
Did you?
Yeah. The girl was there, sat there with her lips pursed, ready to go.
How old are you then?
About 13.
You know this relationship you had with a girl where you didn't use tongues for 2 years?
Oh, yeah.
Who first instigated the deployment of the tongue?
I didn't. We never did with her.
No way.
Oh, you never did?
Never did. We broke up. Tongueless. Never tongued.
Was there was something missing from the relationship?
There was. I mean, there was her. Everything beyond no tongue kissing was missing. There was nothing beyond that. It never... I mean, that is not even... Is that first base?
I don't know. I don't know what bases are.
Well, it's forehead. First base.
In the American film, I got a first base last night.
Yeah, Lloyd's bases are forehead, sort of middle of the back, sole of the foot, and solar plexus. Those are Lloyd's four bases, aren't they, Lloyd?
I'll tell you what, it's bad being known as a bad kisser. You know Elliot Steele?
I know Elliot Steele, comedian and friend. Yeah.
A girl said, like, it was like being at school. Someone said he was a bad kisser. And it
what?
Was like being, apparently, like being spread around that he was a bad kisser. Honestly.
School?
No, recently.
Now?
I'll see if he's about. I'll give him a call. Let's get him on to speak.
What do you mean recently?
Look, honestly, I can't remember awful, the total details, but someone was accusing him of being a bad kisser.
You'd think that it wouldn't count anymore. It doesn't matter, well, but it does.
As an adult.
It really
as
does.
Adult, yes.
As an adult in adult society.
A fully grown adult with another
fully
grown adult.
He's got a reputation as being a bad kisser.
Yeah.
It's so juvenile.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Elliot?
Yeah?
So we're doing the podcast with Rod and Sian, and Lloyd Langford's on as well. Yeah, you can see him all up there.
Hello.
Hello, Elliot.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi, mate.
Yeah, I'm all good, thank you.
Hey, the reason we've rung earlier is because Barry said that you've got a reputation as a bad kisser. Over to you. Over to
how
you.
How would Barry not... Right, yeah, but it's an impossible... It's a perfect rumour because it's impossible to disprove. you start saying that after a few pints, what am I meant to do? Go to my mates, like, oh, what? I'll prove it and just start kissing. It's perfect.
Well, maybe show us on your hand.
Oh, no.
So, like...
He is as well.
Oh, God. Do you know what I like, Elliot?
Right.
You've got your fist up immediately and made it into a remarkably accurate mouth. You've clearly done this before.
Well, if you had these accusations of slander against you, Lord, you would have done everything you could about it.
You are in your house at the moment, right, in a hoodie, just about to kiss your hand on that sofa. I can see you there in your room. It's not the first time you've done this, is it? It's not the first time you've sat on that sofa.
Lipsticked mouth on it.
You've got eyes drawn on the hand.
It's got a personality.
It's not going to be the last either. So
Elliot, what actually happened? We don't have to give names. I just know someone accused you of being a bad kisser, and this
names.
Wasn't when you were a child.
No, this wasn't. I had been it ended quite badly with someone I was hooking up with, and then she told all my mates that I was shit at kissing, which is perfect because if it's like, oh, he's bad, oh, sorry, am I allowed to swear on this?
Yeah.
If it was like, oh, he's bad in bed, whatever, like that would just seem like a bit more vindictive. It would seem, but kissing's perfect. It's like the perfect one because it's so childish that you can't not find it funny, but I can't not prove it.
Would you rather she'd said you were bad in bed?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Let me tell you my thoughts, Elliot.
The kissing one is so small. It sounds true because why would you say that?
It's exactly.
It is. And that's why I'm here today, to clear my name.
What do you mean? We rang you. What are you talking about?
Could you maybe get like an impartial, like a referee, maybe a bisexual referee that could kiss both of you because maybe she was the problem?
Yeah, you can't say that. That's going to seem really bad if you go, oh, she was a bad kisser. But here's my thoughts on it, right? My thoughts are that if she said you were bad in bed, people would assume it was just her way of getting back at you. Whereas if she says you're a bad kisser, the way I'm looking at it, it's probably true.
It's so
gotta
funny.
It's got to be true.
Well, the way I'm seeing it, Rod, go fuck yourself. There is zero. I'm
clearly
evidence.
Hit a nerve there.
Sorry, I'm reacting out of emotion, not logic at the moment.
Yeah.
Again, there was two people who said it, if we're going to tell the whole truth. Right, it was a two-person thing. But
and now they formed a support group with each other.
Cheers, Elliot. Thanks, mate.
Thank you, guys.
See you, pal.
Take care.
Ten things you need to know to be a great kisser.
Yeah.
Kissing could make or break a relationship, says you. So listen up, Lloyd, because you've been marked down by your partner. Kissing could make or break a relationship, as it helps people to decide whether or not there's any physical chemistry with someone. So how do you master the intimate act? Now, this I'm largely aiming this at you, Lloyd. Because when it comes to kissing,
not your wife, who's a plate, who kisses like a plate.
Yeah, you marked a 3 out of 10.
Yeah, come on.
All right, I'm aiming it at you two.
Right,
you,
okay.
The human plate, and Lloyd, the old forehead sucker. When it comes to kissing, it's one of the most incredible intimate acts that you could do with someone. Or
I can
you could just kiss
them
on the forehead. What? What did you say, Rod?
I can think
of some more intimate things.
Oh, go on, then. What have you got?
Sausage roll making?
Tweaking a nipple.
Hang on, let me just see if that's in the list. Oh, yeah, that is in at 6. Yeah.
That's not intimate,
number
is
one
it?
Is just dragging your tongue above their eyebrows. it also helps people to decide whether or not there's any physical chemistry. So in other words, it can make or break a relationship. Whether you think you know what you're doing or not, Lloyd was very honest and said he wasn't a very good kisser, straight off the top. A sexpert, that is an expert in sex, has given her advice on mastering the intimate act. Okay, Lloyd and Sean, the plate. The plate.
Is it a quiz?
Versus, we need a nickname for Lloyd.
Is it a quiz?
Yeah, we might as well. Let's turn it into a kissing quiz.
Oh, brilliant.
Sean the Plate, as she's known. And what's Lloyd's nickname? We need a nickname for Lloyd. the priest. Who kisses you on the forehead?
Your priest.
The priest.
Yeah.
Okay.
New parents.
I thought the priest sort of rubbed his thumb up and down your forehead.
Ah, that's what I'm thinking. Oh, yeah, he rubs his thumb up and down your forehead. Do you do that as well, Lloyd?
Do you do that? Is that what's
before
that?
The yes. kissing?
Before the kissing.
You've got to wet the area, right, on her head?
With holy water.
you're going to make sure the
there's no lumps or wrinkles.
Good for going.
I presume you lick your thumb first and just wet an area of her forehead, just prepare the area, like a nurse getting ready for an injection. So we got the plate versus the priest.
I'm like a cricketer before the match. I pull out an eyebrow and I throw it up in the air just to see which way the wind is going.
Okay, the plate versus the priest.
Come on then.
Here we go. Complete this sentence. In kissing, this is according to this expert, timing is what? Buzz in if you know it.
The irony of this timing is...
But I don't know anything about it.
Timing is...
Bzzzt.
Lloyd.
Crucial.
Everything is the answer, ironically. Everything. Timing is... Silence. You don't really want to be surprising someone, particularly if it's a first kiss. You want to get... I mean, when... Do you ever take... Imagine they're always taken by the surprise when you kiss her on the forehead, don't you, Lloyd?
No, you get used to it after a while.
She knows it's coming, does she? I suppose once she feels the thumb on her forehead wet in the area, she probably knows then. The preparations have started. The best way to do that is to wait until a moment when you're physically close. I mean, that's kind of a no-brainer, isn't it?
I've never managed to do a long-distance kiss.
It's more awkward if the person is standing metres away from you. What? If you're going to kiss somebody, it's more awkward if they're metres away from you, apparently.
Yeah.
You want to give off some signals first that you're going there.
A kiss-me-quick hat.
You could have a kiss-me-quick hat, or you could simply thumb the forehead is easier. So your partner knows it's going to happen. Question two. Should you freshen up first before a kiss? Buzz in when you got the answer. Yeah?
Yes.
Yes is the right answer, plate. Well done. Come on, priest.
Sorry, it was such an obvious thing. I didn't recognise it as a question.
Well, you know, in the first few questions, who wants to be a millionaire? Do you just sit there in the chair, would you?
Do you mean
when he goes, which of these colours is on a traffic light? Red, brown, black, or purple? You just go, that's so obvious. Won't bother answering that one, Chris. Oh, you're out of time. Oh, fuck, what? Hey?
Hey, Lloyd is on Mastermind.
Lloyd was on Mastermind. You wouldn't think so, would you? You've been on Celebrity. Mastermind, Lloyd. What did you do when John Humphreys threw a question at you knew? Just sat there in silence, did you?
No, it's just... I can't tell whether you're asking us a question or just reading from this tedious...
Oh, I'm sorry. Unless you're on Mastermind, you can't hold a conversation, can you? Bad breath is a total deal breaker when it comes to kissing.
What? Every time you go for a kiss, you have to go pop and brush your teeth.
Bad breath is a total deal breaker when it comes to kissing. Lloyd, have you got bad breath?
No.
Generally?
No, I think it's all right.
Sean, have you got bad breath?
Oh, that's a lot. That's obviously going to hurt. Whatever answer I give, it's going to hurt me.
Have you got bad breath?
No.
Wrong answer.
I haven't, because I've been kissing other guys.
Bad breath is a total deal breaker when it comes to kissing. Ideally, you want to have brushed your teeth or have a clean mouth. This woman knows her shit, so you've got to be in the same room and ideally clean your teeth. This expert suggests keeping some mints close by.
Mints or mints?
Yeah. So when the moment...
Yeah, exactly.
No, mints. M-I-N-T-S. Yes. So Nadia suggests keeping some fresh mints close by.
If you're going to go in for celery.
Is that why you chew on the celery sticks to give your teeth a clean, like a dog using a stick? So all you do if you're going in for the kiss, just grab yourself a handful of fresh mints. Okay, it could be beef, pork, turkey, and just pop that in your mouth.
Then make sure that you're really close to them, eating mints.
Keep mints close by, it says, so when the moment arises, you can go in for that kiss with nice breath.
Okay. There we go.
Now then, number three, get juicy lips. You want to make your lips irresistible. Do you know how to do that, everyone?
Yes.
By how?
Botox.
Botox? Lloyd?
Rub some pate on them.
Oh my God. So now, Lloyd, you're sitting in now with your mouth full of mints, your cheeks puffed out full of mints, and pate on your lips.
Really close to somebody.
You're almost ready to go in with the thumb, I think, right?
Coarse or smooth, Lloyd?
Good question, Barry.
Smooth, I'm not an animal.
Okay, now this is a crucial one.
Yeah.
This next one. Fingers on buzzers. Lloyd, buzz in even if you know the answer. Shouldn't have to tell you that, really. Should you, when kissing, move your head? Sean?
Yes.
Is the right answer.
Woo!
Yeah, it says here, now, if they enjoy a bit of tongue, make sure when you do it, and that's, Lloyd, that's obviously, that's tongue the meat, so you've got full of beef now, mate. You've got pate on your lips. Now's the time to get your charcuterie and your tongue out and your cold meats. So corned beef, you can use that, whatever you've got around the house. Salami.
I would say you move your head up to a point.
Yeah, yeah, don't go mad.
Otherwise it'd be like trying to get off of an owl.
Oh yeah, don't rotate your head 360.
Don't try and shake them off like a rodeo.
Yeah, everything in moderation, I think, is the answer here. If they enjoy a bit of tongue, it says, make sure when you do it, it's not just in their mouth.
Ooh. What? Forehead.
Where else does it say, Rod?
Is it on the forehead?
It's a bit weird. Sounds a bit weird. What, so your tongue's got to sort of loll about their face generally? Sounded like Lloyd more and more. It sounded like you're on the right track, Lloyd, with it.
Some people just like let it lie in your mouth like a slug.
No, they don't.
They do.
No, they don't.
They do. I've had somebody do that.
What, you've had somebody just put their tongue in your mouth and just rest it in there, yeah. Lifeless?
Yeah. I really have.
Hang off!
I really have.
Like a wake.
Yeah.
Who did that? Did they die while they were in there? Did they just die mid kiss?
They just flopped it in and then that's it.
What, and then just let. What? Yeah.
I don't know, texting. Yeah.
What did you do? Just sort of suck on it?
Just waited for it to end. I've had some bad kisses in my time.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That one makes Lloyd look good. The priest.
I've got quite a short tongue, so I don't know if I could.
Yeah. I don't know if I could leave it in. Short tongue.
I couldn't leave it in someone's mouth. I could maybe park it on their lip for a bit.
You could flick it against.
You could
them.
Rest the tip of it just about on their lip. You can get it out of your own mouth, yeah?
Short.
Yeah, just about.
It reaches out of your mouth, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And doesn't have to go in and get it.
It's quite short.
Oh, God, look, Lloyd's got it out. It's not that short. It's
like a budgies.
It's not like a budgies. It's a perfectly good length, that, Lloyd. It's a nice one.
Right. Thank you.
Says you. It's important when you are kissing someone, this is where you get the point, Sean, that you are moving your head so your partner will respond and tilt their head too.
Oh, tilt your head.
Tilt the head. Next question. Should you focus on both lips at the same time or one Zzt. Lip at a time? Lloyd buzzed. Zzt.
You've got to focus on one lip at a time. Both lips at the same time and you're basically just eating their face.
One of the biggest mistakes is trying to take in the partner's whole entire mouth. What makes a really good kisser is someone who can focus on one lip at a time. Point to the priest. Okay, plate, you're back in the game.
Plate versus priest.
I can't remember what the score is, but plate and priest. Priest and plate.
Okay.
Should you keep your tongue soft?
Yes.
Buzz in.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, what's the alternative?
Too late, Lloyd. Not all people like tongue, it says. So it's important to see whether your partner is going to be into it. First way is comforting to ask them. What? First way is comforting to ask them, what do you like soft tongue?
Soft Tongue are one of my favourite progressive rock bands.
The other, so firstly you could ask them if they like Soft Tongue.
Really?
The second way, yeah, apparently it's just
covered in pate. Do you like Soft Tongue?
The other is to wait and see if they What does he, ah, just wait to see if they use tongue. Wait a good 10, 20 seconds. Okay. So when you start kissing, you should wait 10 to 20 seconds before introducing your tongue.
Ooh. You waited 2 years.
and even then, we never did it.
I once had someone...
That's where I went wrong, but it was too long, I think.
I had someone like...
The moment had gone.
With his tongue out already.
You what?
I've had somebody come up to me with his tongue out already. Like this.
Jesus Christ, who have you been? So
I told you, a bus of farmers.
Your bus of farmers kisses. One of them just put his tongue in your mouth and then just let it go to sleep in there.
Yeah. That's horrific.
Like a dead slug.
Yeah.
Another one approached you with his tongue out, what?
Already.
Eyes already shut?
No, he was doing this.
Well, both hands reaching out in front of him, ready to go.
No, he wasn't. It was like that, with eyes wide open.
Well, he sounds like he was fitting. His tongue was out, his eyes...
We started snogging.
Do that again.
It's just kissing.
He's got his tongue out, his eyes are shut, and his hands are sort of spasming.
His eyes are rolled back in his head.
Just West Wales.
And then you went in and kissed him. Yeah. I think he was fitting.
I was like, oh, go on then.
I think he was fitting.
No.
I found a man on the side of the road, just been... There was a sort of crowd around him and stuff. He was in the recovery position. I thought, that's a weird way to ask me for a kiss, but I did it anyway.
You're saying, though, you have to wait 10 or 20 seconds.
10 to 20 seconds before introducing the tongue.
Yeah, but then if they are using the exact same technique, you've got yourself in a Mexican tongue-off.
Yes.
No, because one of you, that means the maximum you're going to wait is 20 seconds, because then one of you will go in with a tongue and then you're allowed to reciprocate. This person's a sexpert, Lloyd. you've got 7 out of 10 from your own... This person's a sexpert. Okay. Next question. If they enjoy a bit of tongue, right, make sure you do it. But it's not just in their mouth. The sexpert advises to try gently circling it around their mouth and don't be slobbery either.
No.
It says. Okay. What?
Well, because like some people just like, it's like a washing machine.
That's in your mouth, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, the sexpert is saying that you should do a circle of your tongue around the outside of their mouth.
Yeah. Get all that delicious pate off my life.
I think the sexpert is saying, don't just stick in their mouth. You should have come out maybe around the mouth and maybe even up as far as the forehead.
That's insane.
And down the back of the head.
Who is kissing like that?
Sexperts.
Where?
Involve your hands, it says.
What, in the mouth?
Don't know, yeah. Come in.
It's like something Jim Carrey would do. Yeah.
It's like a cross between a dentist and eating a lolly.
Involve the hands, it says here. When you're kissing someone, the last thing you want is to get awkward with your hands. You could put your hand, this is just an example, on the other person's face or cheek. Just examples. Not doing
something.
Put your
hand on their face.
Yeah. So you sort of hold their face tenderly. I mean, it's not like a handoff in rugby,
cupping.
Right? You just...
Cupping. Is cupping. Nice. Matthew McConaughey does it.
Yeah. I wonder, I've what never got off with Matthew McConaughey. Yeah, have you got off with Matthew? Is he the one who just let his tongue just die in your mouth?
Yeah. No, he does it in films and girls swoon at it.
Yeah.
It's like you're checking for
mumps. Do you cup? do you put your hand on the other person's face or cheek or even perchance cup their head?
Yeah, around the back of the head.
like a football manager when he's giving a pep talk. That kind of like...
No, yeah. I don't mean I don't pat them on the back.
My men do it when they're giving pep talks. Huh? Men do it. They hold you by the scruff of the neck and kind of massage it.
Anyone?
Yeah.
They do.
Men giving you a pep talk. Already I don't even know what context that is. Men giving you a pep talk, hold you by the scruff of the neck.
Well, they massage the back of your neck and like kind of like, yeah.
You're talking like if a sub's about to go on and the football manager's there and they're talking to them and they've got their hand on the back of their neck.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
When does that happen to you? When have you subbed in a semi-professional?
When she was on that bus full of farmers.
Fingers on buses. Mm-hmm. Should you keep your eyes closed or open your eyes?
Bzzzt.
Lloyd.
I think you're going to follow the other person's lead. So
Jesus.
if they've
got their eyes open. What a weird standoff that's going to be.
I say closed. Open is weird.
So if the other person's got their eyes open, you'd keep your eyes open so you're both sort of staring at each other, would you? The first thing I would do if my partner had their eyes open is I would close my eyes in the hope that they did as well. You wouldn't keep your eyes open if they had their eyes open. That's lunatic behaviour, Lloyd.
Yeah, stare them down, assert dominance.
The old gorilla technique.
I would close them, definitely.
Close them.
Especially if they're minging.
Do you reckon there's anyone that hasn't ever opened their eyes? You'll have experienced this, no doubt, Sean, with your weird fucking assembly of kisses that you've had over the years. Your scrapbook of weird kisses.
It was all one bus journey.
I imagine you've had somebody who kept one eye open and one eye shut the whole time.
Probably.
Now, if you keep your eyes open, I tell you what you look at.
What?
The forehead. The true prize.
The priest. Last but not least, it says, if this is a first kiss or you just started dating, I don't recommend doing anything more because it's nice to keep things slow for the time being and kissing is fun. Do you agree with going further after a first kiss? Where would you stop, Lloyd Langford?
It's way too personal for a podcast.
Well,
that my mum has just started listening to, by the way.
This is the voice that dares to think, this podcast. The priest. Where would you stop, priest?
The priest. I don't know.
It's probably ill-advised to go all the way on a first date.
Yes, you want to keep something back.
And you want
to... What do you like to hold back, Lloyd? The fact that you put celery in a sausage roll?
Yeah, there has to be a bit of mystery about yourself.
A bit of mystery? Oh,
mate. Mate, they call you the priest. There's a lot of mystery about you already.
A bit of mystery. I put celery in my sausage roll. Oh, sorry. Oh, my God, I'm snorting. Who knows the answer to that one?
Who knows? It depends, is it?
What about you? Let's turn the tables. Come on.
What?
Well, what about you?
What about me?
Well, would you... I don't know. What's the question?
go all the way on the first date? Bzz. Yes.
Brilliant.
That's the end of the quiz. Well done, everyone. What was the scores? I can't remember what the scores. I declare, though, the winner this week is... The Plate. Sean, congratulations, yes. All right, no, the priest.
Hey!
Woohoo!
Right, that's all we've got time for.
Thanks for listening.
And thanks to special guest Lloyd Langford.
Thanks to Elliot Steele. And you can find us at The Froth Podcast, where you'll get extra froth content.
And if you like this rubbish, don't forget to like and subscribe and rate us at 5 stars.
Spread the word if you enjoyed it.
Tune in next week. This podcast was a Clan Bobble Vision production, produced by Barry Castagnola at Russell Up Productions.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% 20% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.